Now, Jane, that is all. All the preface, sir. The tale is yet to come. On waking, a gleam dazzled my eyes. I thought, oh, it's daylight. But I was mistaken. It was only candlelight. Sophie, I supposed, had come in. There was a light on the dressing-table, and the door of the closet where, before going to bed, I had hung my wedding dress and veil, stood open. I heard a rustling there. I asked, "Sophie, what are you doing?" No one answered, but a form emerged from the closet. It took the light, held it aloft, and surveyed the garments pendant from the portmanteau. "Sophie! Sophie!" I again cried, and still it was silent. I had risen up in bed. I bent forward. First surprise, then bewilderment came over me, and then my blood crept cold through my veins. "Mr. Rochester, this was not Sophie. It was not Leah. It was not Mrs. Fairfax. It was not—no, I was sure of it, and am still—it was not even that strange woman, Grace Poole."